The relationship you have with money will impact so many aspects of your life, including a lot of relationships you have with others. The problem is that most of us have, by default, I would say, a terrible relationship with money. And I think oftentimes we don't give thought to what our relationship with money is. But that is often where the seed of transformation lies. So let's talk about this. Why do people have a terrible relationship with money? Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth. Many personal finance gurus and experts love to tell you exactly what to do with money. Rules, they say, that will eventually free you, as if their rules are the only way it will work. And if you don't follow these rules, you will never be rich. How does that feel? Does it leave you with that warm and fuzzy feeling, or space to feel empowered and trust that you know what's right for you? I have noticed some clients want me to tell them exactly what to do to grow their wealth, while others want to be active participants in the process. And the truth is, some rules are meant to be broken. The more rules that you place on your money, the more it will feel restricted. Here's the secret to finding answers about money. It's trusting yourself and the wise counsel you choose. Personal finance is exactly that. It's personal. What if I shared you can't do it wrong? There's not a right way and a wrong way. There's no good or bad. Freedom with your money, finding the path to build wealth your way, is in the gray. And the gray is your truth. Freedom equals truth. And truth equals freedom with your money. Okay, I know you may not like this. You may want the exact formula to get rich and build wealth. But what I have noticed from these mindsets is that we are limited in that. We must trust ourselves. Rules, restrictions are there for those that don't trust themselves. Boundaries help you with your ability to choose what's right for you, aligned with your financial goals and aspirations and your dreams. Each one of us have different values, different priorities, different beliefs, different standards, and boundaries make way more sense with our money than rules. Boundaries empower you to understand what works for you and your money. It's what creates financial freedom that leads to financial independence. Boundaries won't make you want to feel like you want to rebel and spend, maybe splurge on that weekend shopping spree, or invest and spend your money on a spur of a moment investment opportunity that may not be good for you. Rules can lead to unhealthy behaviors, which is why I don't teach rules, because I know that you will break them. And then once again, you will find yourself in old patterns, old mindsets that don't work with an abundant financial future. I love this saying, what got you here won't get you there. You know, what you've been doing up to this point with your money has gotten to where you are, and I celebrate that. But I also know it's not where you want to be or where you could be with your finances. I know you have big aspirations, big goals for your finances, and I want to help you transform your relationship with money so we can get you to those goals. And that often requires new ways of doing things. But I want to teach you a new way to do things without rules. I will guide you with boundaries. We want to create boundaries with our money because boundaries give our money a place to go. Just like the banks of a river create the boundaries for the water to create flow and direction, so will your boundaries create flow and direction for your money. Boundaries are empowering because you are in charge of creating them. So next, we are going to talk about four keys to setting boundaries with your money. Key one, understanding what you value most about money and understanding where you're going. What is downriver? What is your financial dreams and aspirations and goals? What does your future self want with your financial future. And part of understanding what your values are, like what do you like to spend money on? There's no wrong thing. We all value different things with our money. I am giving you permission to really consider what that is for you. So it could be you want to get out of debt and pay that off so you feel a sense of freedom from that. In key one, if you understand your values with money, it will guide you in setting those boundaries that are right for you. So this could be getting out of debt. So if getting out of debt is a value and you really want that because that's going to guide you and make you feel financially free, then what is a boundary you could set around paying off your debt? I think it could be instead of going out to dinner with your family four times in a month, maybe you make it special and make it only once or twice a month. And that frees up a couple hundred dollars to put towards your debt. So if that is important to you, you've made the boundary around going out to dinner with your family or partner two times a month or one time a month, whatever it is right for you. Okay, key number two is what are the boundaries? You need to write them down so you can commit to them. So write out the boundaries that you're going to create with your money over the next 90 days. I like to work in 90-day, I call them financial seasons, because it's hard to make long-term goals and, you know, stay intense with them and keep them super intentional. But 90 days is pretty simple. What are you going to do for the next 90 days? And if 90 days feels long, you know, adapt this, right? Make it 30 days. What are the boundaries you're going to set for the next 30 days? Write them down. It's really important that you see that in writing. Another part of this is to put your financial goals, your financial boundaries, your priorities in front of others. So this could be adult children. This could be friends and family that come to you asking for financial assistance. It is critical. Put your oxygen mask on first before you help others. So I think it's really critical that your financial needs are coming before others. And I would also share, it's really important as you make these commitments to your boundaries that you communicate them with your partner if you have one, or what I call key stakeholders. Like, who are the people in my life that need to know this boundary? Maybe they're impacted by the boundaries. Let's use the example we talked about earlier. So if the commitment is to move from four or five times a month going out to dinner to one or two times a month going out to dinner, that has to be communicated to your friends you go out to dinner with, to your family. You would just say, hey, I'm making this new boundary for the next 90 days. And here it is. And I would really love your support and encouragement. So if I ask you to go to dinner and we've already done that, tell me no. Please help me in this. So again, communicate those boundaries to your loved ones. Okay, key number three is examine your mindset. Having a boundary with your money should feel really empowering. And if it's aligned with your values, which we talked about in key number one, then your mindset should actually be one of empowerment, excitement, freedom. In making the commitment and making the boundary, I want you to feel excited about that. And especially as you start taking action, you will create momentum. And momentum feels really good. Like, you don't want to lose your momentum. So you got to keep going with those commitments and those boundaries. So find freedom in the discipline of that choice. Because here's the cool thing about making this commitment and this boundary for yourself is that you don't have to make those decisions again. Like, we all get inundated with decisions on a daily basis, you know, and decision fatigue is real. Actually, I could probably do a whole episode just on decisions. But once you've made this commitment and this boundary and you're committed for 90 days or 30 days, whatever that is, you don't have to make that decision anymore. And that actually is really freeing. So freedom is found in the discipline of going after what you want, your dreams, your goals, whatever you decide is important for you. Key number four is keep taking imperfect action. And what I mean by that is no one is perfect, but it's critical that we keep taking action. We stay in that momentum. And even if something happens and you fall off or have a negative money experience, No, it's one decision away from getting back on your path. So don't worry about everything being perfect, because it's not going to be. Just keep taking that imperfect action. Keep that momentum going. Momentum is your best friend. So keep up with that momentum. So if you find yourself in a negative money experience and you just can't seem to get your momentum back, I would encourage you to go listen to my show about how to make the comeback from negative money experiences. So I'll make sure to link that show in the notes. Okay, I hope this episode has motivated you to set financial boundaries, and I would love to hear about them. So what boundaries do you plan to set with your money? If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week.